Must have this. The Bryce says, "V'isa, if you want to tell me now, that if he himself bakes, he's allowed to. The Yemisa list, they let the Bryce say this chiddush also, that Ovar v'yofa mutter. Now the Bryce wants to come and help out this person. The guy forgot to make an eruv. So it's telling him what he could do to be able to eat. You know what you could do? Let somebody else be makter it, make it belong to somebody else, and then he could cook for you. Now, why didn't the Bryce also say that if you would go ahead and cook, you're also allowed to eat? So my answer is poshin. Omer avada b'masne, toni takanta de teira. The Bryce was trying to teach you eitzes what you could do. If you forgot to make an erev tashil and yes, the rov, what can I do now? He'll give you eitzes, he'll give you advice what to do. But what you're allowed to do will tell you, katoni. Oh, but the kanta the yisur le katoni. We're not talking about what's going to be. Louis said this guy didn't listen to us and went ahead and cooked bread, baked bread, or went and cooked fish. What's going to be then? But the Bryce is not talking about that case. So it could be maybe this mutter, maybe the Yevid. If you didn't listen, you did the Aveira, you went and you cooked on Yom Tif for Shabbos, maybe Tak, it is mutter tea tomorrow. But this Bryce, you have the right to say it's also. The Bryce is not talking, telling you things to do, that's also. The Bryce is only telling you what you could do, what you're allowed to do. But if you went and cooked the Yisra, the Bryce does not talk about it. So again, we don't have a clear Raya. So Tar Shema, come now bring another Raya. Mi Sheniach Aruv Tashilin. If somebody left an Erev Tashilin, Harais the oifis a lot of bake um avashal and cook um atmin and make hatmono, wrap up the hot stuff. V'yemrotzo lechol es eruvay. If the person wants to eat his eruv, harashus biyodai. He could eat it. Yeah. Now, och lo yach lo yofo, let's say he ate up his eruv on Friday before he baked the bread. Or else actually hit him before he made that hatmono. Is then he stuck? Is harais the lo yofo lo yavashal lo yatmin? He's not going to do anything now. If the person made an Erev Tashilin, and then, punk, the Friday in the morning, he ate it up. If you ate up the Erev before you went to bake, again, you have no right to bake. You only have to, b'shas you're baking, b'shas you're cooking, you have to make sure the Erev Tashilin was still around in your house. But if the guy went in and ate it up in the morning, so lo yavashav lo yatmin. Loy loy, v'loy lacherim. He can't bake, and he can't bake for other people. V'loy yacherim, oifenim avashlam loy. And nobody else could come into his house and bake with his things either. Avo mavashilu liyomte. But the answer is like this. The person let him go ahead and cook up food now today for Yom Tov. V'yemoyser rosh l'Shabbos. And if you have leftover, that you'll eat for Shabbos. V'vatch lo yarim. But you can't be marim. But you can't make harom. It means to say like, you take yourself to a 16-quart pot and say, ah, today I'm going to have a big, big chon today. You make a 16-quart pot of chon, then you really know today you need a half a quart for yourself you need today. So you make it 16 quarts because you want half for tomorrow. That's called haroma. That you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to play a trick here and make a game out of it to say, you know, that I need so much today and really you're cooking for tomorrow. Rash layarim. Liyacha shebishol tzarech leimer. I don't need tzarech lehazman orchim. Or Rashlan's a little different. Son, Rashlan's a little different here. Rashlan's layarim, not that I'm putting more into the same pot. One second here. Rashi, when you're cooking in one pot, that's all right. Layar means after you got finished cooking for Yom Tov, you should not say, you know what, I'm going to have more guests coming today. And you cook up another pot to serve the guests, and that's aroma. That you shouldn't do. Rashi said, "Avo v'gedei rachas." Rashi said, "But for one pot, im yarbo l'shabbes omad afilu l'chel shorik liel." V'mal ishu gedei rabos avo fishen tzricha l'ptichachas. That's Rashi shita. Adarabba, to fill up the one pot as much as you want, that's mutter. Since it's one tircha, like the Gemara said before, Rashi holds you're allowed to fill up the pot as much as you want. So Vavachalo Yarim means after you finish cooking the pot of meat for today, for Yom Tov, you're not allowed to make up a story to say I'm getting guests tomorrow later in the afternoon and I want to cook up another pot and really doing it for tomorrow. That's awesome. And here it says, V'imheirim Osa. If the person went ahead and cooked the second pot, it's awesome. So who you want to bring a rye from here, that just like you to cook up a second pot, it's also, who at the end the first pot would also be yasser. Who at the end if a person stam bakes directly from Yom Tov for Shabbos should also be yasser. And when you didn't make an Erev Tashilin, and you go and bake now in Yom Tov for Shabbos, it should be yasser. So Amar Ravashi said, no, there's no rye from here. Haroma Kamrit, you want to tell me, if someone makes up a story, that it's yasser, you want to tell me the same thing here, we didn't make up a story. Shani Haroma Diachla Barabon and Tfei Mimated. I'll tell you, Haroma, the Rabbanim were much more machmir. Because then Mezid. Because Mezid is not so shchiach. A person didn't make an Erev Tashilin. A person should wake up stam without an Erev Tashilin and go ahead and bake today. For tomorrow, it's not so shchiach. Most people don't do that. So therefore, Rabbanim did not make a gzeirah to say, if the guy went ahead and did it, it's lost a teeth. Rabbanim didn't make any gzeirahs. If the guy did it, did the Aveiro, maybe he's allowed to eat it. Here is talking about making up a story. Making up a story is very easy to trick people. And a lot of people do it. People say, like, why not? I look like I'm a tzaddik. I'm making one pot today for Yom Tov. And then I'm still making up a story that most probably my aunt's coming to visit me in the afternoon. I'll make another pot of meat for her. So it's a story already. And the story is not really doing the mezid. And these people don't realize they're doing an avera. So here the Rabbanim made exera. Haroma the Rabbanim were more machmer. They don't want people to make up stories. So in the case you make up a story to let yourself cook, like you tell people you're cooking beheter and really doing an avera, there the Rabbanim were more machmer to say nothing doing. If you cook it, you're not allowed to eat it. But that's only because making up a story, people will be much more makel. Like they have a heter, they talk into themselves, we're doing it beheter. Mashenk, if a person does the mezid to cook without an erev tashilin for Shabbos, people won't do it, or you won't run out from that it's mutter. So the other Rabbanim were not machmir so much said that it's awesome. We have Nachman of Yitzchok Omer. Homani ataye chananya he. Goes on to chananya. The aliba de beishamai, the tanya. Chananya oimer, that beishamai yermin. Ein oifin el imkein ora bepas. You're not allowed to bake unless you need erev tashilin, your leftover bread. The ein mevashin, you can't cook from Friday to Shabbos. El imkein ora betashin. Unless you made an erev tashilin, had to be a tashil also. Now, according to Beshamah, if whatever you want to do, you have to leave an area for that purpose. If you want to bake tomorrow, you have to leave over bread. If you want to cook, have cooked meat in the area of Tashilin. If you ain't turned, then you can't make hatamon and wrap up the hot stuff. Elim came, hoyu cham and tamun and erev yomtiv. Unless erev yomtiv also, you wrapped up the hot stuff, the hot things. Oh, Beisil loyim, the loch is like Beisil says, no. Ma'are betashil lechra. It's enough to make one tash, just leave a hard boiled egg. For yoysev or kot sarkoi. You're allowed to do whatever you want. So Rashi just says, after the Brites before said that you make haram, it's usur, so he's so machmir, so he goes according to Chananya. That Chananya learns according to Beisham, he's very machmir. That an erev tavshil is not enough just to leave over one bread, but you have to leave over bread, a tavshil, and atmona. So since you see Chananya is so machmir, good, it's only according to Beishamai. But since you see he's so machmir, he's the tan of the Brites before also that says, if you make haram, it's tak usur. But it could be not according to Chananya, even haram is also mutter. The kids of the Gemara is more light itself what to say that in our case, if you forgot to make the Erev Tashilin and you went and baked for tomorrow, but the Eved, you are allowed to eat it. The Gemara, Tanan, Hamaisa Peroisa B'Shabbat B'Shoigi. Somebody took off Truma Samaisis from his Peros on Shabbat B'Shoigi. The Lachem is Yoichel. You didn't realize it was Osir, you're allowed to eat it. B'Mezid Lo Yoichel. But if you did it B'Mezid, you're not allowed to take off Truma Samaisis today, and B'Mezid you went and did it, the Rabbanan said Lo Yoichel. So Lechura, why does Lechura want to say the same thing that should be by an Erev Tashilin? If somebody forgot to make the Erev Tashilin, he went and cooked, you see the Rabbanim were machmir on these Yisurim with the Rabbanim, that it's also, you can't eat it. So Gemara says, Lo'etzricha dislay perech, I'll tell you no. Here by Maisa we're talking about, you have all the fruits to eat. You don't but ask to have to eat this fruit that you made the Erev on. So therefore, the Trumas and Maisas. Therefore the Rabbanim were more machmir to say don't eat it. But we're talking about now on Friday you have nothing to eat for Shabbos. So in such a case, even though you're not allowed to cook, but if the guy went ahead and cooked, maybe the Rabbanim would be makel to him. For him, the Rabbanim wouldn't ask him, since he has nothing else to eat. Here, he has something else to eat, that's why the Rabbanim were more machmir here. Toshima, ha-matzul kelev Shabbat ha-shoigi. Somebody brought new kelev erev Shabbat that he got to put into the mikveh, he can't use it. So on Shabbat, he puts it into the mikveh. You're not allowed to do that with the Rabbanim, it looks like you'd be misak, like you're fixing a kli. So if he did a b'shoigi, he didn't realize that you're shtamish ben, then you're allowed to use it. Again, you see something that's awesome, but the Rabbanan, even went so far to say, but the Eved, you can't use it. So you're not allowed to put it in the mikvah. If you did, you can't use the kli. So the same thing, if you bake without an Erev Tashil, it should be yours to eat the food. Mar says, no, again, the same thing. You have another plate anyway, so it's not such a big purpose. You don't have plates, borrow your neighbor's plates. Mashenka, on Friday, we don't have any food to cook for Shabbos, maybe the Rabbanan will make them. That if you went ahead and cooked without an Erev Tashilin, maybe the Rabbanan will make them say you are allowed to use the food. Toshima, ha-mevashio b'Shabbos, somebody cooks on Shabbos itself. B'shoigi, he didn't realize today it's also yoichel, he's allowed to eat the food. B'mezid lo yoichel, but on mezid, if you cook b'mezid, you're not allowed to eat. So you see, if you do something, b'averi, you can't eat it. So Gemara says, the Isur with the Shabbos shani is no tushtim. Here it's an Isur of Shabbos. First of all, it's Shabbos. And second, well, here it's an Isur of the Raisa. It's one of the Av Malachas, Shechayis Gila. We're talking about now baking without an Erev Tashilin. Baking from Friday to Shabbos, really with the Raisa instead of Smuta. An Erev Tashilin is only matter the Isur of the Rabbonin. With the Raisa, either we hope from the Svar of Hoyl, that it's not awesome because maybe you will need it later in the day, or else we hold with the Raisa that Tzorchei Shabbos is Nasim B'yomtiv. Midirais, you were allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. It's only Yosef Midirabonin. So if you're only doing an Issa Midirabonin, maybe there they weren't so machmed to say, maybe you could eat the food on Shabbos. My shenken here, when you cook on Shabbat itself, you did a nisi the right, the chayin skilom, here about it, it's also, you're not allowed to use the food either. Well, that's just, Pesham yemim shnei tafshilim, an Arab has to be two tafshilim, ma'asisim like kiya tan, doesn't look like this tan, the tani, we learned. Omri Rav Shimon ben Elazar, moidim besham beisilu, al shnei tafshilim shetzorich, they're both moidim, Arab tafshilim has to be two different plates, two different types of foods, cooked foods. Ma'an nechleku, where's the machlekis? Al dago beitze sholom, if you have fish and you fried eggs on top of it. That's called shnei tashilim. But they still learn tashlech. No, it's only called one tashil. So the kid, according to this man, the yom they still is a bigger machmir. The shav and the both murdero shim parpa beitza. If you parpa, you have a cooked egg. Rashi says, v'nosel l'teicha dag, and you put it in the middle of the dag, then it's okay. Or shirisa kaflutais, or else you squash out the karsi leak. V'nosel l'teicha dag shen shnei tashilim. That's better. If you have a hard-boiled egg and you put that into the fish, that looks like two tafshilim. Now, Omar Rav, Ilchus HaKetana, Vidan Valiba de Beisilum. But the Lachar is like our Mishnah says, like Beisilum, that an Erev tafshilim, Yikir Adin, all you need is just one tafshil. Just need one hard-boiled egg. That we use a pas and a tafshil egg, that's only a minig bialma. Yikir Adin, it's enough just to leave over an egg. We're doing minig is, we leave over bread and egg also. The Yikir Adin is like Beisilum, all you need is just one tafshil. Ochlu Hashav, the Rezilu Yivashalai, Olof. If you lost your Erev before you want to bake on Friday, you can't bake now. Let's say you started to make the dough already. So Friday in the morning you had the Erev Tashilin, and you started to make the dough. And in the middle, while you're making the dough, your kid went and ate up the Erev. So since you started already with the dough, then we say you're allowed to finish this dough. Since you started already, you're allowed to finish it. Since you started, you're allowed to finish it up. Then to make another dough, that's awesome. Like Mishnah says, once you lost your Erev, you can't cook weiter. Just if you're in the middle of cooking a dish, and now the Erev got eaten up, you're allowed to finish the dish. All right.